Watson and was a Rocket House production for BBC Radio 3. And tomorrow at 11, more catastrophe and misery in The Anxious Mind. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's a 11:15. It's time for Lake Junction and it's presented by Robert Sandel.
Hello. I always wanted to be a drummer, but my parents would never stand for the noise. So it's with particular pleasure that I announce the theme for tonight's show is the drums. And the star of the show is the Norwegian percussionist Thomas Strønen. Electronic micro-percussion is his thing, as witness this mazy miracle from his 2006 album Perlitz. A very big hand, please, for Interacting Massive Particles. Well, I wonder what Keith Moon would have made of that. That was Thomas Sternen and Interacting Massive Particles. Louise LeMay is a singer-songwriter from Hackney in London who records for Folkwit, haha, records. She's attracted much praise from the likes of Van Dyke Parks, and her belligerent War with Love anthem introduces a track by the experimental Munich-based drummer Christian Prommer. I like the sound of that hairy old Hammond. That's Christian Prommer and a track called Sandstorms from his new album Drum Lessons 2. Slightly austere there, Christian. Anyway, variations on Detroit techno is apparently the big Prommer idea, and I think I'm going to be investigating that further. Now, one of the notable splits of 2010 so far has been the departure of Ziggy Ross's vocalist Johnsy. The release of his second solo album, Go, looks as if it might mark a real parting of the ways. Hope this wasn't prompted by volcanic activity in the North Atlantic, Johnsy, but I always liked Ziggy Ross. But then again, I like the more excitable character of Johnsy's new solo album, Go, too.
You are.
Well, breakaway drummers aren't generally thanked for their troubles, but Glenn Koche did a good thing there in 2006 when, still working as Wilco's Styxman, he recorded a solo album called Motion, and from that album, that was Fantasy on a Shona theme, which illustrated his deep interest in the South African tradition. Now, more drum ingenuity, this time courtesy of FIRE. FIRE, you probably didn't know, is an acronym for the Fellowship of Integrated Rhythmic Expression, and I'm sure we could all do with a little more of that in our busy working lives. This is You Liked Me 5 Minutes Ago.
Thank you.
That was Becalmed by Food, who are a collaboration between the English saxophonist Ian Bellamy and the Norwegian electro-percussionist Thomas Strønen, with a decisive contribution there from the star of the lonesome trumpet Nils Petter Molvær. Now, lush pop harmonies from Larsen B, a trio of wacky home counties pranksters with a sound that suggests they wish they were the Beach Boys. And while they're entertaining you, we'll try to find another drummer.
On the bus, sat at the front, you in the middle with them at the back, spitting me out, listening to old radio tunes on different bandwidths and wavelengths, it's true. All the others programmed hard, it was not us, right? From the
stars. This is happening now.
It's your man Thomas Sternen again. That was The Natural History of Creation. Sounded a bit like he'd gone gamelan there. That's from his album Poets. And now we're revisiting our Icelandic sub-theme, which is rather brilliantly upheld here by the composer Valgeir Sigurdsson. These are two soundscapes from his extended orchestral suite, Drama Landed, Nowhere Land and Helter Smelter. Phew, sounds like Michael Nyman on steroids there. That was Valgeir Sigurdsson and the climax of his album Drama Landed. You heard Nowhere Land and Helter Smelter. Mm-hmm. Aha, drummer ahoy, Ginger Baker, with a band of pals in tow by the sound of it. This is a piece from his album Horses and Trees, which also features Fode Musa Soso, the Latin ace Nana Vasconcelos, and the talking drummer Ayub Dieng. Take it away, guys. Thank you. Thomas Sternen and Sturla Sturlucken there in a track called Dance from their album Humcrush. Time to tango now with the American singer-songwriter Nina Nastasia. Well, it looks like we might have temporarily lost the drum connection, but boy, have we made up for it with a wild string arrangement. This familiar way was recorded by Steve Albini, the uncompromising producer of Nirvana and others. So, tango on, Steve and Nina.
You nearly have me singing like the loon. The wicked hour before the dawn arouses with early rays that draw across my bridal bed. Always comes as a surprise, always intruding much too soon. A grave alarm to pull us from the fever dream. And if I would, I'd live alone. I never would and never will. And so it is that I return to and from the one I love, and from the other one I love. Another stitch, there's always something new to fix. Till blazing flames burn it all to pitch. Through the wreckage, through the fall, will I meet you? Could I still keep you? Could I suffer you to stay? Me today.
Nina Nastasia there in a wonderful track from her new album Outlaster. That was This Familiar Way. Now, I never thought that Tangerine Dream were much of a rhythmic generator, but listening recently to a 1970s compilation of German electronische Musik, I realised how wrong I was. This is a very taut no man's land.
Thank you.
The drumtastic Tangerine Dream there with No Man's Land, and I thoroughly enjoy that. It doesn't sound anything like as old as it is. Now, there's no band in the world I admire more for their use of percussion than the Chicago experimental blues outfit Caliphone, and I'd like to play you two tracks from their latest album, All My Friends Are Funeral Singers Now. Caliphone use improvised instruments. They'll bang on pretty much anything in the spirit of the original parlour blues pickup bands, so wish them luck.
my tongue and wish to wave pictureless to lean your fever up against mine. Trees are growing from our grave, roots are tangled in our bones. Polish girls in ruins tease, Chinese letters left on. Teeth on hard syllables, wolf's milk and painted pigs, opium, yes, dreaming Polish girls and silent tears, ruin and undone. When the moon decides to show, righty spider counts your teeth, something broken.
Was Caliphone and Giving Away the Bride, followed by Polish Girls. I leave you tonight with Timothy Anders, a young American pianist who's been championed by the bat-eared talent scouts of the Nonesuch label. He's been described as the new Keith Jarrett, but he isn't really. He's not enough heavy breathing for that. But Anders is a dramatic and sensitive performer who needs no accompaniment. From the album Shy and Mighty, this is Pavane pour un compositeur défunt, which I think means Pavane for a dead composer. Anyway, join me, Robert Sandel, again tomorrow night for a spot of opera. Until then, good night.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. One of the 2009 BBC proms now, Thierry Fisher conducting the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. And the concert, one of musical revolution. It closes with Beethoven's Eroica Symphony. And before it, what was one of the biggest wind and brass extravaganzas of the 2009 season, Berlioz's extraordinary Symphonie Funèbre et Triomphale, its funeral oration delivered as a sonorous trombone solo from Berlioz's abandoned opera, Les Francs Juges. And it's with that opera's overture the players start, the opera itself a tale of political intrigues in the Black Forest, with a secret court of judges whose speciality was trying cases of alleged witchcraft.